93.7, the River, River City's classic rock. We got more cash for you coming up 3 minutes away. Double pay work day with another $1,000. 6A to 6P. Yesterday wrapped up the NASCAR season. Sunday at the Ford EcoBoost 400. Martin Truex Jr., he got the championship. He walked away with the big title yesterday. Dale Jr., he retired. Number 88. Last race yesterday.
I know, that's crazy. And he's a pretty young dude to be retiring, isn't he?
No, not really.
No?
He's been at it for, what has it been now, 18 years?
Well, I guess,
16?
Yeah.
16? And you're still going to see Dale Jr. because he's going from the car to the broadcast booth.
Oh.
So he's going to start calling the races next season. And then to this, though, this is just amazing. What a fantastic way to end her NASCAR career, hopefully, and the season. Yesterday, Manica Patrick completed 139 of the 267 Ford EcoBoost 400 laps in Miami when she hit the wall between turns 3 and 4, eventually losing a front tire and having her car fill up with smoke, and then it caught on fire.
Oh.
But for her, that's basically been her career up in flames. Casey Kane also slammed into the back of her because he had nowhere to go. She's out of the race. They had to tow the car off. So, yes, finally, ding dong, the Jeez. Witch is dead.
That is ridiculous.
How
she
awesome.
Had a little trouble. Someone probably bumped her. She's getting a little bit of recognition because it's her last year racing, and she's been in the media and the news, and someone probably with a bad chip on their shoulder wrecked her.
No, I didn't watch the race yesterday. I was gone. It says right here she hit the wall between turns 3 and 4. Nobody bumped her. Nobody put her in the wall. She did that on her own because she just can't do it.
Hit a slick spot on the track, probably.
Well, the whole track's slick when you're Manica Patrick.
Oh,
the entire track is slick. So I thought that was a fantastic way to round out her NASCAR career, hitting the wall.
That's her last race as well?
Doubtful that anyone's going to hire her full-time. She might have some part-time races here and there. But
oh, that's just sad.
That is awesome.
No, it's
yes.
not.
Right there, that's how you put the cherry on top of a flaming ice cream right there. That's how you go out when you're Manica Patrick. Kaboom!
Your overall just general distaste for her throws me. She's a very attractive woman. She's racing cars. She's got all the things that you require.
Well, here's the thing. The one thing, she's not good looking, and that shouldn't matter. I don't care how good looking you are, whatever you do. It's not about her looks. I think she's hideous, but I think that she's hideous so much so because she just has no compatibility with a car and her and being on a track. She has no skill. That's what makes her ugly.
I think she has skill because she can race a car better than the people that don't race cars.
Well, that's stupid.
Not really, because anybody could just jump behind the wheel and think that if they're a fast driver on the freeway or wherever, on some windy roads.
So why don't the NFL scouts just drive around, you know, neighborhoods on Sundays and look for kids playing Nerf football?
Don't think they don't.
Really?
That's how they spot the early risers.
Yeah, I think she's good because she can drive better than most people that aren't race car drivers. Well, you know what? Then maybe she should race on the road where they don't have race car drivers. She has no business behind the wheel of a race car.
Oh, she's not that bad.
Well, kind of. Have a little story here that says otherwise. You finish 139 out of 267, yet that means you suck. And that was her final race.
Sad. Is that really true? She's not going to race again this year. Is the NASCAR race over?
Yeah, season ended yesterday.
Okay, that's why.
But unless she gets a part-time ride, no, she's done. No one's picked her up. They had to terminate all the contracts. They couldn't keep the sponsor, and they're done. Now, could someone come on with a one race or two race deal? Possibly.
Maybe.
Yeah, she might do a couple races in the feeder season or series. She might get a race, you know, cup race. I don't think it's going to happen in cup, though. I think she's done.
She gets picked up by somebody, then does she go right back into it next year?
Well,
and just starts racing again, or is she got to rebuild a team as the team?
Well, no,
she'll
find a team if someone's out there that wants her. Yeah, I mean, someone would sign her, but you got to have the sponsorship money. And no one wants to have their sponsor in flames. Hitting a wall. That's not good for business.
Probably doesn't look too good that's the way you end your career.
Of all days, she did not need that to happen then. If she wanted any hope or wanted to go out and possibly get anyone excited about her, she needed a top 10 finish if there was any hope at all, but it's gone.
Got to give her credit. She went out with a bang. Car on fire, no one got hurt.
Why would you give her credit?
That's memorable.
No one's going to talk about this tomorrow. No one's going to care. As soon as she's off the track, the world will be a better America.
I'm going to miss her. I'm going to miss her terribly.
Got the cash for you right now. 200-200. Get the code word. Text it back. Hopefully, you'll pick up the money.